You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, Nationals blow, Tigers are good. There's your game recap. We'll see you for game two in front of an audience of dozens.
Well!
No, honestly.
Did you see the home run?
No, dude, the Tigers beat good teams. They murder bad teams. And the Nats, they could have played three games today where one ticket bought you all three, and they wouldn't fill the lower bowl of this place.
No.
I have not seen a game this year outside of the Colorado-Florida game that made the rounds in media with pictures. Rico, there might have been 500 people there.
Because a lot of times people take the photos and – you know, people are still getting there.
No.
It's not.
No.
We're in the sixth inning.
If you were going to be there, stadium was emptier than Malik Beasley's bank account. So why don't we just jump in?
Boop, 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 boop.
Not my problem. I'm not the one who stiffed my barber for 36 grand. Let's talk about this for a minute because I had none of this on my bingo board at all. I also want to shout out the intrepid local reporters who managed to, in 48 hours, paint the complete picture of Malik Beasley's entire life down to the most minute detail, but can't be bothered to do anything with the University of Michigan scandals. Just wanted to say shout out. Great work, guys. Really doing the Lord's work. So here we go. I want to read this to you, and you just, what on earth should be the title of this?
Okay.
Malik Beasley has made north of $60 million as an NBA player. Well, reports by ESPN, by the local newspapers, Beasley sued by New York's Hazan Sports Management Group April 20th. That breach related to mispayments on a $650,000 cash advance. They're seeking $2.5 million of relief. Court records show that's not the only lawsuit filed against Beasley. He's been sued twice by a rental property in Detroit in 2025 alone. He faced two lawsuits in 24 in Milwaukee County Court for $60,000 awarded to the plaintiffs. He's also under a federal investigation for unusual gambling. Meanwhile, amongst all this, the Pistons were ready to go 3-42 for him. But wait, there's more. Second prize is the steak knives. Records from Detroit's 36th District Precinct show, he owed, what is this, sued by Paperclip Properties for non-payment, $14,000, March 6th. Didn't have the decency to show up to the hearing. Got dismissed the 31st. Paperclip sued Beasley again June 3rd. Non-payment of rent. This time for $7,300. Once again, Beasley couldn't be bothered to show up. The case is ongoing. That's also a subsidiary of Bedrock, owned by someone you may have heard, Dan Gilbert.
Is that the apartment that he had?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Two separate lawsuits filed against Beasley on September 18th of 24 by Milwaukee area dentist Hassan Al-Shihabi of Delicate Smiles. You know, it wasn't delicate. The amount of money he owed him, $34,000 to your dentist? How about $27,000 to your barber? How many haircuts and how expensive? You couldn't pay the guy? What? Best part, a garnishment notice for both rulings placed on Beasley February 7th, meaning the payments are coming out of his Pistons paycheck. He's sued by a money lender involving South River Capital. Sued Beasley in Baltimore County Court, awarded $5.8 million in damages. Lawsuit was filed while he was playing with the T-Wolves. Look, the cliff notes is Malik Beasley don't pay nobody. There's your cliff notes. Whether it's a house, his teeth, his hair, cash advances, take, I don't pay nobody. How on earth?
See,
but boy, when you now are under investigation for federal gambling, look, you said it off air, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, but it makes you go, okay, you get no benefit of the doubt. And how are you stiffing your barber?
See, that led me
30
to
30 grand in haircuts.
It leads me to think, what Mike, it wasn't just haircuts. It I don't know. Let me preface it and say it loud for the people in the back. I don't know. But when I see these numbers, it sounds, feels like, looks like, maybe, could be, he was trying to go into business with them, doing something, and these people put the money up front thinking, Beasley's got my back, and he didn't, and now they're on the hook.
But the problem is you're not going to get a wage garnishment for that. That would be fraud or a violation of a business operating agreement, Rico. Like, when you are sued,
right,
and they garnish your paycheck because you ain't paying for the fresh fade.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Come on, man.
I don't know if a barber, because it's, look.
How do you owe 26 grand? How many haircuts? How many? You get your haircut every 3 days. You're always in here with a fresh fade. Come on. Just
barbershops are a cash business. So I don't know how you accumulate that at all.
David.
I don't. Even if it's
a celebrity barber.
What kind of tab
you running down at your barbershop?
Even if you're getting a $500 haircut because you just. The one that gets me is the dental service, because I got to think that the NBA in the collective bargaining agreement has a dental plan that you just simply walk in there and say, here you go. It's Delta of whatever.
But like Malik Beasley doesn't walk around like Paul Wall. What are you dropping 36 grand at the dentist for? Man, his teeth ain't that nice. Like, what are we doing here?
Unless you spent your entire life chewing on sugar cane and all your teeth have fallen out. I don't understand this at all, because once again, you're in the NBA. Okay, there's certain things, Mike, that, yeah, here at Odyssey, something happens, you got dental insurance. You're in the NBA. You make millions. This tells me there was something else going on, because I don't know how you get that many haircuts.
Oh, dude, you can just say the how quiet you get part that out loud. No, here's what's going on. He's a terrible human being. Full stop. This amount of lawsuits, this amount of bills due, this amount of stiffing people showing up.
Sounds like wasn't paying the rent. And I think every time it was like, hey, Malik, we need our money. Oh, I'm good for it. I got you. See me next week.
I'll tell you, it feels like maybe the Pistons dodged a bullet here. I'm just trying to be nice about it.
Well, put it this way. I think that even if they had signed him, it would have been null and void, because I'm sure it was some type of morality clause. Yeah, why don't you go fix your life, but we're not paying to fix your life.
I mean, it's one thing if you're Sean Blimp and you got like 8 kids from 7 women. That's bad enough.
Some people they can't manage money, and it's one of those, you could take the boy off the streets, but you can't take streets off the boy. It seems like to me, he doesn't look past 5 minutes. He seems like the type that's got to have the best car and the best clothing and the best looking girl, and he's a show. Everything about him is a show, but he's not paying for that show. And people, unfortunately, he takes advantage of people who give him things, and then they're like, "Well, you gonna pay me for that? Yeah, I'll see you next week."
I couldn't believe the article, and in 48 hours, every detail.
Yeah, when they said, the federal thing is the least of his concern, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
He made $59.9 million in his career. You can't pay your barber. I mean, please.
I'm just wondering. I assumed.
It makes you question things.
I'm like, okay. Yes, it does. I mean, because everything in his life kind of feels like shady. I just was like, are you in business with your barber? Because
what it feels
it's
like.
It's a cash business. So it's like the the corner drugstore or gas station suing you.
But they're not going to garnish his wages. You don't get that in cash. Like, a wage garnishment doesn't show up in a Mickey D's bag like Tennessee football.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. What did you purchase from your barber?
I think he's paying his barber to be on retainer, to be available whenever he needs him. But I also think there may be some... he's taking care of his whole family to be cut by this guy. Because that price is just like, it doesn't make sense to me.
But bottom line, he's not here. And there's no way knowing what you know now, even if you want me to believe the Pistons had no clue, which I refuse to accept. The teams are like the CIA. They know everything. They know who your groupies are. They know what's up. But even if you want me to believe, if you want me to suspend disbelief that they had no clue about this dude's money problems, even now, you can't sign this guy.
See, I don't think that they knew it was this deep. Because, yes, Mike, the NBA and all of these leagues can do a deep dive when they feel it's necessary. I don't think that they thought it was necessary.
When you're handing someone $42 million.
In the NBA? No, because that's if I'm doing a $240 million, yes. $40 million is cheap.
Rico and I, hey, you know what? Rico and I are walking on opposite sides of the street.
That's fine.
But I'm sorry. I'm not letting the Pistons off the hook with that.
I'm not paying them $100.
I understand. But you got, once again, in the NBA, $42 million, not a lot of money. NHL, a lot of money.
Hold on. I know what you're saying because of the contracts that you see now with SGA and Jaren Jackson, but $42 million is still a lot of money for a business to hand out. It's still a lot.
It is, but I think it was one of those that no one thought maybe we should really go and do a forensic study on everything that he's doing.
And look, bottom, man, look, they still signed the dude and they knew he was a bad guy. Correct. Which is what's always made me laugh, too, is how this town hangs off his ding-a-ling. The whole point is the guy pointed a gun at a family. The guy left his pregnant wife. The guy, not a good dude, right? And it's the same thing we talked about it. Like, I'll still take Aroldis Chapman. I know he's a bad guy, but he can help me. But, like, holy hell, this guy wasn't doing anything right.
Right, but it's like you just said, if you can help me win, maybe I look past some stuff. Because
you can make
threes.
Now he's not here, and now they signed, as I told you they would, the dead body of Duncan Robinson.
He's not dead.
He's dead.
He's not dead.
Can't beat Len Bias in a game of one-on-one. He can't guard anybody. No, he can't. Rico, he didn't play for the Heat in the playoffs. He was not a feature of fourth quarters. He wasn't a feature in no quarters. I'm telling you, this is my spite offseason for Trajan Langdon. Good. Show up at your press conference half asleep and tell me about getting better in the margins and we like our guys. Hey, is Schroeder here? No. Is Hardaway here? No. Is Malik here? No. What did you do? Caris LeVert? And the worst sign and trade I've ever seen for Duncan Robinson. Pat Riley needed a wet wipe to get that guy off the roster. And Pat's 85. I mean, honestly, what an offseason.
No.
And we're going to talk about that.
Very underwhelming.
I want to get to the people. I was just shocked at the depth of this. Also, eye roll. Shocked at how quick the media got the story.
Now, that one, you left me speechless with that. You're like, yeah, it's funny we got that, but we still don't know a bunch of things. We know nothing about Michigan, nothing.
We don't know anything about the guy who shot Trump. May as well just be a fake character. Don't even know a thing about him. Oh, but in 48 hours, we know what Malik spent at Costco.
We also know, and one detail you didn't say was, I believe the dental lawsuit was served in New York during the series.
In the playoffs.
Yes. Then he scored 6 points that night.
It's once again, what are you doing? Like, if it was a car dealership, I could understand because, all right, you have a Rolls Royce.
I like Rico going, wait. The dentist, where you live and everyone associated with you, no. But here's where I draw my line. The car dealership.
No, because you have dental insurance. You play in the NBA.
Look, man.
You have insurance. You're paying nothing out of pocket.
Here's the other question I want to ask the people. And for those of you that are going to be offended by this, good, be offended. I don't care. You have a right to be offended. I have a right not to care. Does reading this article make you really question the gambling thing? Seems like, feels like, sounds like. Because desperate people do desperate things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the proof. I don't have an individual play, but everybody was talking about how bad he was in the playoffs. And previous to this article being released, I just said, look, I'm not going to correlate the two because role players can be bad in the playoffs. But man, when you start reading this, he's getting served in the playoffs. This guy owes everyone, everything, all the time. Man, what are you doing taking cash advances when you make $59.9 million? I'm just asking the question. No proof. Does it make you doubt? Because yeah. I'm man enough to tell you, yeah, it
makes me doubt a lot of things because, yeah, you don't know how to handle your money. You're constantly robbing Peter to pay Paul, except for you're a millionaire. So, no, you get no benefit of the doubt from me. I don't understand this. It's almost like your life's a get-rich-quick scheme.
Crazy. And they were about to sign him for $42
million. Yeah.
And he blew that.
And anybody who questions anything that he does, I can't be mad at you. I really can't because, yeah, you start looking at things and plays and you're like, wait, huh? And now it's like, okay, well, maybe you needed the money.
You want to stay away from it, you don't want to speculate, I respect that. But I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that once I read this, I go, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. And obviously, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. But man, you start looking around and going, all right, how would you work your way out of this when you're not paying cash advances? You can't even pay your damn barber. You can't pay your dentist. You can't pay your rent. Rico's over here talking about car notes. I mean,
no, I'm just saying.
I'm kidding.
No, but it would make more sense. Okay, he got a Bentley and they let him.
Look, I lean on you. You get your hair done every 15 minutes. My God, what kind of tab would you even be able to run?
My cousin does my hair, but apparently he's cutting the wrong people.
248-539-9797. The full report, debt news, or free.
That ain't even all that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
We're going to get to your phone calls coming up next.
He rocking a Jerry Curl, maybe. Okay. Soul Glow.
Leave it alone. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tigers destroy the Nats in game one. Should be a more competitive game two. Flaherty and Mackenzie Gore in front of dozens of fans. I've never seen anything like it. That was unbelievable. But we're talking Beasley. The article by both papers, ESPN, the financial troubles, what it does to your belief about the gambling investigation. And ultimately, if you want to mix in the offseason, you can. Look, the Caris LeVert thing, I'd be willing to argue with people if you wanted. The Duncan Robinson thing, you lost me. You're crazy. That guy couldn't play for the Heat in the playoffs. What are the Heat value? Toughness, defense. What do you value? Toughness, defense. The guy can't guard a dead body. And he's on a way worse deal than Fontecchio. Fully guaranteed next year. Partially guaranteed the year after. No guarantee. Let me help you with this. He won't be here in year three. But you just ask yourself, did we get better? I'd argue you didn't even stay the same. In fact, you got worse. So, yeah, I would love to know where you're at with it. And Beasley plays a role in that. And that's not Trajan's fault. But, man, they were about to sign this guy, and it sounds like that would have been an absolute disaster.
It is, and I think the only reason you took Duncan Robinson is because he makes almost 40% from the three. So you needed somebody to shoot threes. Can he play defense? No, Mike, he can't.
So why would I bring him here?
Because you got a bunch of guys who can only play defense and can't score. So,
David, go ahead. You're shaking your head, and then we'll go to callers. What? Are you okay?
It's Duncan Robinson, man.
David, I'm right there with you, but you have just pieces on this team. You have guys who can rebound. You have guys who can shoot.
Hey, here's an idea. Maybe if you had an actual offseason plan to get better, this doesn't happen. But it's cool.
You know what? We need more games where there's only 10 people in the stands in D.C. Because you, my friend, you on fire.
I was stunned.
You on fire.
Look, it was fun. The Tigers are up 10-0 like this, and you go, all right, well, what else are we looking at? Blue seats. They needed a green screen.
I'm just saying, man, this is vintage Mike right now, people.
Tigers may win 130 games. There's so many bad
teams. Yes!
There's so many bad teams in baseball.
I could celebrate at win 91. Yes.
Okay, you got a deal. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Rick 97.1. Rick, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't really know what people were expecting. I mean, these tertiary pieces that left are not that big of a deal. Like Malik Beasley barely had a better defensive rating than Duncan Robinson. He doesn't even have his head on straight. Who would want to be in business with that guy? Tim Hardaway Jr. doesn't have remotely the same IQ that Caris LeVert does. And then effectively Schroeder is being replaced by Ivy. This is, of course, a significantly better team than the one that we saw against the Knicks in the playoffs.
Wow. Okay.
Wait. So Schroeder is Ivy, and you're saying Caris LeVert is an upgrade over Tim Hardaway Jr.? Yes?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. No. Much more well-rounded game.
Yep. That's why your team wanted to hand Beasley $42 million instead of bring in these stiffs, right?
$42 million is not a lot. If that's what the market said, I don't know why there's this freak up. People want to live in shimmy world forever. This guy was completely overvalued by the fan base.
Rick, I didn't want him, so don't put that on me. I wanted to get better. And Duncan Robinson, when you're taking on a guy who's a DNP CD for an organization that you're emulating with style of play and absolutely plays no defense, I don't want that. I'm sorry.
He played 74 games last year. How many of those were DNP CDs?
How many in the playoffs? Answer my question. Don't get cute with me. Save that for 10-2.
You're doing this Carnival Barker shtick. Is this a bitter Sparty thing? Because these are both Michigan guys? Who cares?
No, nothing to do with Michigan State, and now I know you're losing the argument. I want to get better. I don't care where a guy plays. Okay, you know what, Rick? Get bent. I can't help you, Rick.
What?
But no. Stop. It's simple. Rick called up, showed his ass, wants to be insulting, play a Sparty card, as if I care where guys play and they're drafted to my team. Do not care. Do not care. I care if you help me win. You're right. I hated Jumbo Elliott, and I hated Amani Toomer, and I hated Mario Manningham when he helped me win a Super Bowl. Rick, call a different day part. You're not fit for this. You didn't get better. But if you want to roster bait, do it. He played 74. How many did he play in the playoffs? He didn't.
And he wasn't hurt.
And don't put this on me as a Malik Beasley guy. I didn't want Beasley. I didn't like the plan on surface, Rick. I didn't like when Trajan went to the podium and wanted to wrap his arms around bringing back everyone. Who did he bring back? No one. Which means they didn't get better. Caris LeVert, you can have him. Bitter Sparty. Okay, we're done. That's how I know you're out of ammo. Your water gun's got nothing left in it. Second of all, why are you so pissed? That's my question. What did we talked about made you so angry on July 2nd? That's the lead call. That's a you problem, not a me problem. That I didn't like your offseason? Oh, and what did we expect? Rick, I don't know. I laid out what I wanted clearly from the start. I don't have to like everything they do. And you don't have to like me.
I don't think Duncan Robinson would ever be considered part of a, what did he say, a shock baiting or jock bait, whatever he said. Like, that's Duncan Robinson. Do you want fries with this? That's not something that you get that overly excited about. But, you know, I guess because he went to where he went to school, like, come on.
Can't help him.
He hasn't played there in so long. Okay.
I'll move on. It can't get worse. David, we'll go to John.
What? Go ahead.
No, I mean, you're a Michigan guy. Do you feel it has nothing to do with that?
Okay. Should have nothing to do with that.
Okay. Because
you're right. I'd really hate it if Franz Wagner became a Piston. You're right. I would hate it. Or it would be awesome. Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, how you doing? John?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Johnny, what's up, bud?
Been a long time. I've been listening to you since the beginning. I've never called in, so
Welcome.
If I may say boombaye and good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Thank you. This dental thing with this guy, it blows my mind, and I'm going to tell you why. I'll make a really long story short. My wife was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia in 2019. Okay. Really, really sick, right? It could kill you. But, you know, the good people at Carmel saved her life. But one of the things that that chemo does is it kills everything, including your teeth, okay? So my wife, in the past 5 years, I've got 15,000 plus in dental on her to the point where it's like, we're done with it. It's like, hey, just cut them all out. How in the world does this guy, a healthy athlete, have 35K in dental? I have no idea. Because I have someone who's very important to me, whose teeth are rotting because of chemotherapy. And, you know, I'm a middle-class guy. You know, I work hard, and it's dental insurance only covers so much, right?
Right.
When your tooth falls out, It starts to be expensive, right? They only cover so much. And I read that and I saw it and I was like, you gotta be kidding me. It just blows my mind, guys.
It's, well, first of all, I'm incredibly sorry you're going through that, man. I words don't really do it justice.
Hey, listen.
And I mean, there's real life and then there's the Malik Beasley stuff. So I want to say that to you, John, and I'm so sorry, but like, you're right. Like when I read it, I got upset, but I have no right to get upset the way that you do. It is just stunning to look at someone who's made $60 million who can't pay anybody or won't pay anybody.
Yeah, because see, I thought maybe he went into some type of franchise with that dentist and he was going to have like multiple locations and Beasley was going to be a silent partner. That's what I thought, John. Not, you know, the tragedy that you're going through.
And could be, and I would like to say, hey, we're 6 years in, she's in remission, and everything's great, except her teeth.
It's good to hear.
You know, that's okay, though. You know, when it gets to this point, you're like, hey, don't care about your teeth, right? You're here. Thank you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I love the fact that you guys are in the Jamie Samuelson Studios, and yep, and God bless everybody who's dealing with cancer. I have a friend with breast cancer going through it right now, and it affects everybody. It puts everything in perspective though. When, you know, you read this story, it's like, really? Like,
no,
you
I
know,
hear you.
You're dealing with,
you know, Johnny, yep. I hear you. You're right. It's absolutely the separation between real. You got it, Johnny. Thank you for the call. It's just amazing. And again, for the people who want to say, all right, well, we got better. Well, the players you brought in weren't their first choice. Just so we're clear on this. They wanted Beasley. If you think you're a better team starting Duncan Robinson over Malik Beasley, who made 319 three-pointers, then I can't help you. Like, I just, you know what? Go read another fan blog. I don't know what to say. So there's real life, and then there's sports. I'm giving you the sports part of it. Like, I didn't want Beasley back, and that's before we had the gambling thing. And then reading this, you're like, I don't want this guy rocking a jersey and repping my team. Get him out of here. Can't pay his dentist, can't pay his barber, can't pay his rent. Can't pay a cash advance. Well, you know what? Right. It paints a real nasty picture, and it's going to be hard for me to believe something didn't go down.
Right, and that's not even to talk about your social life. You're not that great of a person either. So,
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.